There's many in the farming community who want to have a certainty for themselves and their families in the future. And council have now told me that the various maps have been put up on their website, and I implored council to be positively active at keeping the communities aware of where these locations are, and of course about the final dates and the dates required for submissions to be made. I think that's very, very important.
This process was delayed for over a year in order to address the issue that many people who have farming land and intend to continue farming that land might find themselves inadvertently designated as residential. Has that been sufficiently resolved in your view, and has the appeal process and the consultation process been made firm enough?
I still find it a grey area, requiring clarification. In the past government, I was briefed that active farming land and active farmers work in the land, that there would be no consequences for them. I then was told that there was lobbying significantly from a former party there, the Green Party, and that this was back on the agenda, but it was kicked down the road to 2026. And I believe there's a role for the present government to clarify the situation, what it currently is, who's currently affected, and again, between our own municipal authority and the national government, to ensure dates that are critically important are shared with the community.